And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Lands in Port Loma. And we have Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris all the way up there in beautiful British Columbia talking some great fishing. I told Valerie, it's like, you're not going to believe the calls, the texts, unbelievable response. Everybody wants to talk to Valerie. Everybody wants to ask questions about Queen Charlotte Safaris. And in addition to that, we have a great prize for callers and texts.
Man, you're not kidding. An awesome opportunity. Somebody's going to get to go fishing at the end of the trip on a full day on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. A great prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, a full day trip on board the Liberty. If you want to get through and talk to Valerie, it's been a very, very busy morning on the phones. They're still packed up, but we have another full hour of taking your phone calls. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or if you're having trouble getting through, send us a text, man. We've got so many great texts lined up to ask Valerie here in the second hour. That texting only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Shoot us a text. You might be going on Liberty.
Yeah, for sure. And let's continue our catch report. Our surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Guys, great show. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You know, it was a rough December for the surf angler. We got beat up pretty good, a lot of weather as well. But on the backside here, we're seeing some signs. This week, we finally saw a lot of clearing. The series of storms abated. Like I said, the water rolled over into the mid to upper 50s or whatever. But some nice catches. Let's start with the highlights. Good perch action on the northern beaches there, Ventura Oxnard. A couple of fish over 2 pounds were checked in this week, and then the halibut bite rebounded to the south there, north San Diego and the lagoon mouths and that sort of thing. And then several striped bass up and down the coast and some notable catches. So we'll take it. Hook, line, sinker reported 4 striped bass taken this week. 2 fish came from Carpinteria. 2 fish from Ventura. 1 angler, and that's the same guy who had him a couple weeks ago, took his fish on a pencil popper, and the other guy had 2 fish on the swim bait. The fish are up early in the morning, and they're on the bait right at first light. And you look for the birds or any signs of the bait, and that's where the guys have been getting them. 6 to 8 pound fish, respectable. Wiley's reported some quality perch hitting the scales this week. A group shop regulars fished near Sycamore and scored 2 perch over 2 pounds. The big fish was 2.5 pounds. The other was 2 pound 2 ounce. That's what we're looking for this time of year. 1 was on a Lucky Craft flash minnow. The other was on a Lucky Craft pointer. Other good catches from 1.5 to 2 pound were taken off Oxnard and Ventura. And Just Fishing reported several striped bass taken off Dockweiler there. I think the big fish was a 10-pounder. Big Fish reported a striped bass taken off Seal Beach there, the Seal Beach Jetty. That was about an 8-pound fish. So these things are kind of on the move. And then finally, a little halibut bite down south. 18 to 25 inch was probably most of the fish. Not a lot of big ones, but they're starting to show again on the beaches at the lagoon mouth, that sort of thing. So, boy, you want to get a striped bass, Pete, now would be the time to go look for one.
Wow, that is cool, man. Would that be an awesome catch, catch a striped bass off the beach?
The Holy Grail, man.
Are you kidding?
That's the one.
I showed a picture of my buddy, a 17-pounder that was caught off Oceanside a few months ago, and he said to me, "You can't go out and catch one." And I said, "Well, this gentleman did."
Exactly, man.
Well, a little oversimplified.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch one without that attitude.
This is the time of the year. Well, Gundy, great report as always. Great to have you here on the new year. And happy new year to you, Gundy. And we'll look forward to your report next Sunday.
Yeah, Pete, if I could say something real quick. I'd just like to offer my condolences to the Hansen family. You know, we lost a lion there, Don Hansen, you know, one of the founding fathers of party boat fishing, Southern California sports fishing. You know, he was later active, you know, in the difficult political side of things, and he represented the sports fishing community with distinction, you know, and we all know about the kids program. He was so dedicated to the kids and getting the new generation fishing, and we're all thankful to him for that. And, you know, on a personal note, I worked for him for 17 years, you know, on the bait dock, and when the crap hit the fan, and it often does when you're doling out bait between, you know, sport boats and the private boats and everything. But I could always go into his office and sit down, you know, and we could come to a decision on what to do. And he was the leader of men. And finally, you know, when my house burnt down, Don held, you know, a fundraiser for me. And I'll be forever thankful to Don for that. And he was a great man. And it's a sad day for me.
Yeah.
And I just
well,
like to
well said,
say that.
Andy. Really awesome, well said. Andy. And I know you'll be a part of our tribute to Don Hansen on 2 weeks from today, on the 23rd of January, I know, with your surf report. And hopefully you can say some more great words and how that great man affected your life, which you already have. So well said, Gundy. And we will talk
job,
to
buddy.
You next Sunday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate that very much. And that wraps up our catch report.
It sure does, buddy. The 2022 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar, it's out. It's available now. If you haven't got it, it's a great one.
Really good.
Such killer photography. It has all the great pertinent dates that are going on throughout the year. It's got cool, like, fish record catch info. Obviously, the killer tide charts. It's just an awesome calendar. Get it now. It's available at all the landings, tackle shops, and at surffishtackle.com. There's also a really cool tribute to Jack Nielsen in there, too. It's a great calendar.
Looking at it right now in my office here. It's Jack Nielsen holding the big old fish and good old times.
Yeah,
there,
it's awesome,
for sure.
Man, for sure.
Yeah, you got to have it. The CCA 2022 calendar. I also want to mention, too, that Bill Varney also does a great job on our bi-monthly or bi-weekly, or I guess it would be every other week. What would that be? Would that be bi-weekly? No, it'd be every other week. Let's just call it every other
week. How
about
every other week?
Every other week. How about every other week blast? It's a newsletter blast, and it's free. We don't spam. We don't sell our list. All you do is just go on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. You find out great information about the upcoming guests. We have he does a great job with some attached videos and stories, and we put stories in there. So if you're not a subscriber to our newsletter blast, get on it. It's really well done by Mr. Bill Varney there, for sure. Appreciate what he does.
No doubt.
All right.
Well, we've got some great phone calls lined up. We've got some great texts lined up. We're going to jump right into them, this time with a text. Great question for Valerie. Wants to know, are there any opportunities to do any stream or river fishing for rainbow trout? And if so, what's the best time? That's from John and Carson.
Thank you, John and Carson. So, unfortunately, we don't. We do have trout, but it's you have to go in by float plane to get to that particular area, and it's just something that I haven't touched. I haven't tried to touch it because it's just a whole different business, I guess I should say. So, unfortunately, no. We are saltwater. The only thing we do that would be in a river would be later in our season. You can go to the estuary where, of course, the ocean and the river is meeting. We do have some small river fishing, and that would be for coho.
Yeah, and actually that hike that I was talking about.
That's where you were, that hike.
That has a stream going through it, and coho running that stream.
No kidding.
Yeah, and you're walking right along the stream.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, but that would be probably late season after you close, right?
No, we could do it in September for sure. It's starting at the end of August. End of August, first part of September. Actually, the locals up in Haida Gwaii, all the villages, they put on a big coho derby, and it starts mid-September, and it goes to it goes up to the Thanksgiving weekend in Canada, in BC, for a solid month every weekend, and they have kids division, they have family division, women's division, all that. I think the biggest coho gotten was 22 pounds. So they get
some nice big coho. Holy
mackerel. That's a big coho.
Yeah.
Well, even when you guys were there, you pulled in, there were some, like,
17, 18 pounds.
Got, like,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
the fish are
yes,
giant.
I've never even seen one that big.
No, they're giant up there. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Valerie. We're going to next talk to Dennis. Called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Happy New Year, guys. I can't wait to get out there and do some fishing, man. This shutdown is just too much. But I have some questions for Valerie. And then, Pete, I have one for you. Valerie, I'm looking at your photos, and there's a photo of a halibut that they're bringing aboard a boat. That halibut's got to be the size of where they got the boat. I mean, did they really get that big? And another question is, in the downtime that you're doing, do you offer – I'm glad you have the crabbing, but I also wanted to do some shrimping and some clamming. And what else do they have to do around the facility during the downtime? And, Pete – do you really think that sea lion got inland 8 miles, or do you think someone assisted it?
No, that sea lion's this was a sea lion that actually was roving on the 94
that
freeway.
That's so crazy.
And that same sea lion's been cruising around. It's just like this adventurous sea lion. I mean, I would love for him to go up the Sweetwater River and just keep going, all of them. Every single one of them. Just find a home up there. That would be great.
Well, I'd like them to all end up on the 94.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It was a pretty funny story here in San Diego. Hey, anyway, Valerie, go ahead with that.
Well, funny story. That funny story made it to the news in Gilton. So yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it did.
Dennis, thank you for the question. So first of all, back in the day, and I'm aging myself a little bit, but back in the day, yes, it was not uncommon to get 200-pound halibut. And what we do is if you hook on a big halibut, we have to release them. They can't be over 139 centimeters, which is 60 pounds. So you catch your fish, take your picture, and we do a little award at the end, and you release it. But, yes, there are big halibut out there like that. And here's the thing with the big halibut. Rick and Pete, you can tell me what you think. Just over the years, what I've seen, and I'm going to say 20 years here, just the days of taking big, big halibut is gone. I mean, and it's not because of the sport fishermen. Obviously, and I'm not going to get political, but, you know, so what they've done in BC is offered a variety, I call it a variety of fishing, with very good limits, with all different species of fish, and the halibut are going to be, you know, more of your table fare size, which is around 60 pounds.
And better eating fish, that's for sure. Yeah.
And better eating fish. Well, you guys had halibut at the lodge, so
oh, yeah,
that was
unbelievable.
It, you know, yeah.
What's so cool is the mix of it, too, is the, you know, the halibut are a very hardy fish. So getting your fish boat side, snapping a photo, and kicking the thing back, they're very hardy. So, like, they handle being released mm-hmm. well. So you often get the mix of, man, you know, catching a trophy.
A photo.
Yeah, exactly. You catch a trophy fish, which you're stoked on. You get a cool photo of. And, you know, if you're talking about bringing back a couple of 60-pound, I mean, your box is full of filet. So you're still going home with tons of fish. You're still getting the fun and the photo of catching a real big one. It's a best-case scenario.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dennis. Appreciate that. Here's a this is actually – go ahead, Valerie.
Oh, I was going to say, as far as the shrimping, it's in a whole different area, and it's just too far away for us to offer that. But what we do offer is the spotted shrimp to eat at the lodge.
Oh, yes.
Spot prawn.
Oh, oh yeah. No, they
spot
were.
Prawn. Yes.
I remember that dish. That
speaking
was
my
fantastic,
language, Valerie.
For sure. Hey, so we have a great question from Kaylee of Chula Vista, and this is going to be a two-parter here, too, because I have a follow-up on it. She says, I'm new to fishing, and we mainly do saltwater out of San Diego waters, and I want to know what kind of gear you need to come up with, and is there also a two-year plan that seems to have out now? How far out to book, and can you book to, so I guess the question Kaylee has is, can you book 2 years in advance? Do you need to bring any gear? And the other thing we need to talk about is ladies fishing at Queen Charlotte Safari, since it pretty much is run by a lady, right? Valerie, can you
right. Yeah, I sure can. So thank you, Kaylee, for the questions. First of all, we supply all the gear. I do get a lot of guests that say, hey, can I bring my special reel? Sure, you can. We have left-handed reels. We have every kind of, I mean, we have Shimano, we have Abbott, we have Pin, and we have Islanders. Islander, of course, being the BC single action reel. So all your gear is included, all your tackle, all your bait, your fishing license, rain gear. I mean, the guys have it all dialed in. Like, it's, you're ready to go. So
you can basically bring a carry-on bag. And
exactly.
And that's it. Now, I brought, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, come on.
Right? You bring collapse, you know, got a couple three-piece rods and a couple reels. I never used them.
No,
because,
kidding.
Yeah, because their gear is all good. Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah, actually, no, I used my halibut rig. I did use my my Trinidad 30 that I like to jig for halibut with. So I did use that.
Yes. And I didn't answer on the halibut. I think it was Duffy that asked about that. We pretty much stick to pins. We do have Abbott, too, for halibut and lingcod, but overall, we pretty much stick with the pin reels for all our bottom fish. So second question to Kaylee, yes, we are booking for 2023, no problem. So if you're thinking 2023 or if you're thinking 2024, but 2023, yes, definitely, we're already booking up for 2023. And we are very lady friendly. I do put the woman's touch to it. And all you gentlemen loved my woman's touch. I know you did and do. But, I mean, we have everything from bathrobes, shampoo, conditioner. I mean, I travel a lot doing trade shows. And trade shows are going live again. So every time I stay in a hotel or every time I go wherever I go, I like to, like, analyze. And I'm like, ooh, that would be something really awesome that we could do up in Sunset to make our guests comfortable and their experience better. So absolutely lady friendly. The boats are covered, heated. They all have a flushing head on them. Lodge, every room has a private shower, private washroom. There's no community washrooms. It's, every room has one. And sitting down and at dinner, amazing. So very, very, very welcome ladies to come up.
And a lot of couples, a lot of just single ladies come up. I mean, the whole gambit. And the other thing, too, while we're on that subject about booking for 2023, it's not too early to book for 2023. And also, do you offer like a payment plan? Like, would Kaylee and her family be able to just, like, pay a couple hundred bucks, you know, here and a couple hundred bucks there and just kind of pay along to try and ease the pain of paying it all off at once? Is that possible?
Sure. So for 2022, now that we're in January, if you book now, your payment's going to be one-third, one-third, and one-third. When you book early for, like, 2023, we split your payments up into four installments. And pretty simple. Credit card, send a check, doesn't matter. I can even take an e-payment. So very, very easy payment plan and simple.
That's cool.
All right. Thank you very much for that. All right, time to find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, but it's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, Catch Report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Stop by their location at Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. I used that sweet Cajun rub last night on some swordfish. It was so good. Fisherman's Processing definitely makes
their products are unbelievable.
They are, and it makes you look like an all-star for not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. Good morning, Captain Dave, and my condolences for the past.
Good morning, you guys.
Yeah, we've been thinking about you, buddy.
Good morning, good morning. I'm going to do the very best I can right here. First of all, thank you, everybody, and Pete especially, thank you. Like Brian said, the outpouring is absolutely incredible. I know how many people's lives he touched, but most, my family and my wife and everybody else that's looking, my kids, they're pretty shocked at how big of a person he was. So thank you very much, everybody, and we were very, very lucky about 5 years ago to sit down with him and do an interview. And I put that interview up on YouTube. If you go over to YouTube, those of you that have heard about him, if you want to know who he really was, he's a self-made man. No one gave him a thing. He did everything on his own. Go over to my YouTube channel and look, Your Saltwater Guide, and check out the hour and a half interview I did with him. And then you'll know more about him. and then you'll know more about what we're going to do in a couple of weeks with you and Rick and the and Ken in there. But as far as fishing goes, gang, I don't know if you can understand, but I kind of been out of it for a couple of days. So I'm just doing the best I can here, just like the rest of my family. And I will see you guys in a couple weeks, and I'll be back on the radio with you next Sunday. But I just want everyone to check out my pops and see what he was all about.
Yeah, good message there, Dave. And again, condolences to you and your family. And we're going to continue to remember and pay tribute to your dad for many, many years to come, and including a big one here a couple weeks from today with you here in the World Headquarters. That'll be
it's going to be a great show.
And a great tribute to him. And of course, you know, you want fishing information? Fishdope.com. Danny and Jeff and the boys, they have all the information for you right there on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, of course, Dave, you know.
You can't miss Dave. Yeah. I'll even say it for you, Dave. You can find him anywhere you want. He does a great job every time. Every social media platform that exists, you can find Your Saltwater Guide, all the great how-to videos. He will show you how to not follow Captain Ryan Boston and Taro around. but in all seriousness, buddy, we're really looking forward to that show in a couple weeks. It's going to be a great time. I feel the same way. My condolences for sure, and a great job. And we're gonna really have a lot of fun honoring your dad in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, thank you very much. I'll kick back and listen. Thanks.
All right. See Talk you, to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Appreciate that.
Hey, want to remind you, check out Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the brand new number 2 and 4 Stealth Circles. They're perfect for those finicky elephant and bluefin. They have hooks from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and that new or the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu, you have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump right back into it, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to John calling us from Westminster this morning. John, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And hello, Valerie. This is John from the Tuna Club. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
Valerie?
Here.
Yeah, there you are.
I know. I apologize for my voice, gentlemen. Bear with me.
Yeah, you're doing just fine.
Sound okay. Great. No, Valerie, I'm sorry.
Hello, John.
Valerie, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I'm sorry you're not feeling well this morning, Valerie. But anyway, let me start out by saying this. Pete, I was supposed to have been on that fishing trip with at Queen Charlotte Safari with you last year, but I was the guy that got left in the LAX airport because I only had my passport card and not my passport book. So I was left there like a sobbing little boy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. But, you know, long story short, I immediately called Valerie and told her that I was not going to be on the airplane. And, you know, she is so great. And she said, John, don't you worry about it. If it doesn't work out where we can get up here this year, we're just going to roll it over to next year. So it was just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost you there for a minute. Well, you know what, John, that's what we do. And let's go back just for a minute. John came up in 2019 all by himself, and he actually got to be on film. Didn't know he was going to be on film, but he did amazing. Thank you. And he's put together a wonderful trip with the Southern California Tuna Club, and they're coming up a week and a half before you're coming up, Pete.
Wow, fantastic.
Thank you, John.
Well,
yes.
You got to leave us a couple, okay?
Yeah, don't do too good.
Well, we'll try to leave you a couple,
well,
but I don't know. You know, I missed out last year, so I have to double up for this year. But I just want to leave by saying, I tell you what, Queen Charlotte Safari is nothing but 5-star all the way. Not only Valerie and her team, but the fishing, the lodging, the food, everything is just fantastic. And I can't thank her enough and her crew for being such a great operation.
Very well said.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. And sorry you missed the trip. It would have been great to have you up there, but we'll hopefully see in 2022, this year.
You'll be passing each other in the airport.
Yeah, for sure. But like I said,
yes.
It was a couple of days.
Yeah.
Hey, a follow-up text to John's call is a good one. It says, so if I come up, and this is, I'm sorry, it's from Derek in Lake Elsinore, text, came up and it sounds like a great trip to bring my wife along. She fishes, but I would like more info on the accommodations, and is there something she can do other than fishing if she hangs back at the lodge? That's what Derek wants to know. So good questions there.
Yeah,
from Derek.
Great.
Yeah, great question. Hi, Derek. So not a problem. I have certain dates where we need a single angler. So you would be fishing and your wife could go on some guided tours. We have one of the most beautiful heritage centers. Everyone that's been there says fantastic. And we have guided tours up to the northern part of the island. So she can do tours while you're fishing, and I can email you more information about what kind of tours they are, what do they entail. And we have it from anyone that doesn't really want to do any hiking or beach combing that wants to pretty much just go to the Heritage Center and do that kind of thing, or all mix it all in. And like the tuna club that John's coming up on, a good portion of those ladies, I'm doing 3 days of touring for them. Like, they are doing 3 full days of touring while the gentlemen are out fishing. So I do have some dates available where we can accommodate you, and we can really nicely accommodate your wife.
And also, but it sounds like she wants to do a combo, maybe fish a couple days, maybe hang out a couple days. So can you do that, too? It's like, and she decides in the morning she doesn't, you know, she just wants to stay home, stay back at the lodge and hang out. Is that okay that she sends her husband, sends Derek out, and she just hangs back? Does that work?
Yes and no. And when I say yes, it does work, but she would still be paying for the, okay. So she still would be paying for the trip because I only have X amount of boats and X amount of spots. And I have to know every boat and every spot that is booked. And so if she feels that she just wants to fish one day, we would have to maybe do something a little bit different. Because I need to fill every single day on the boat.
Gotcha.
We only have time to make hay from May until September, right. And I cannot have a spot open on the boat. So right.
But if she doesn't want to go, she'd still have to pay for the day on the boat, but she could do something else.
Which I don't think anybody would expect any
different.
Absolutely.
Like, exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I can't. Got to pay for every that boat is going out regardless of one.
Yeah, I wouldn't think anybody's going otherwise.
So speaking of which, Valerie, how many people at the lodge at one time?
24 guests, angling.
24
right. Anglers. Anglers. And then I have room at the lodge for an additional 6 for touring. So I do have some groups where I have anglers. And I have, like, mainly couples that are going to just be fishing. Or, excuse me, they're going to be touring and not fishing.
And I'd like to say the rooms are very comfortable. There's 2 beds in every room. There's a separate bathroom and shower in every room. It's a very comfortable setting for couples, two guys, two women, whatever. You know, it's like there's plenty of room in each room. So, and it's a comfortable, very easy setting.
Yeah. And my gal daily freshen your room gets done every day.
Yep.
And Derek, also to answer the question about the lodge, we actually, you didn't get that. None of the guys stayed in these rooms, but we do have creekside rooms that are for couples. I mean, they are totally aimed for couples and very nicely done, very nice linens, bathrobes, blow dryers. I make it so all you have to do is take layered clothes and your fishing arm, your passport, and a smile.
That's awesome, Valerie.
That's it.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walkaround with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show this morning with Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Time is flying by, but we definitely have time to get you through. If you want to join us on the phones, it's 213-432-1090, or join in on one of those great text messages sent to us via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. And we have some great phone callers lined up here. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it. From the phones, we're next up going to talk to Tim. He's calling us from Bonita this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Rockod, Pete, and Valerie. Condolences,
Tim.
Dave.
Good morning.
I got one question.
Yes.
I got one question for Pete. We go to San Clemente Island a lot, and a lot of times the day before or even hours before we're ready to take off, they shut the island down. So my question is, and I've wondered about this for years, the kayak trips, and Pete, you've gone on them, how do they lock in that time that far in advance and know that it's not going to be closed?
Generally speaking, and I say generally speaking, there's always going to be a place that we can fish on the kayaks. And knock on wood, it's never, to my knowledge, happened that John wasn't able to get into a place. Yes, maybe you weren't able to get into Pyramid. Maybe you weren't able to get into this spot or that spot. But we've never, knock on wood, had a spot. It's out of our control.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do. I mean, the alternative would be to go to Catalina
right,
Island.
Which has happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have they done that?
They have, and it was one of those things that everybody wanted to go to Clemente, but it was just there was a particular day that it was completely shut down. They went to Catalina, and it was one of the best trips that they had had in terms of fishing goes. You know, they just happened to hit Cat on a
imagine.
Day.
I mean, it could be awesome.
They happened to hit Cat on a day when the current was pushing hard into the island, and there was great fishing to be had.
Yeah.
And it was one of those.
We could go to Santa Barbara Island.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
another place we could go. So, John and Peter and the crew on the Islander always find a way.
They do.
Yeah, they always find a way. And yeah, San Clemente, I mean, it would be wonderful if it was open all the time and we could just go there and stuff, but that's a big Navy thing, and
yeah.
we have to abide by their regulations, unfortunately, as you know,
yeah.
right, from going there.
It's part of the allure, but gosh, it just, man, when you got your, because I know exactly what you're talking about. You got your trip planned, and you're this, and now we're going to go, and we're going to stay the night in the Cove, and then you look it up, and it's, oh,
it's, man, closed.
It's closed, yeah. And then, you know, it's, or it might be closed, or it wasn't closed, and you get there, and now it is, and it's just, oh, but it's, but it's part of it.
I would think that, God, can you imagine Santa Barbara Island?
That would be very cool,
And like
cool.
I said, John will go where he needs, John and Peter will go where they need to go.
The beauty of Clemente, though, is they just have it so dialed. I mean, they have that. If you haven't been on that kayak trip, it is just every aspect of it is perfect. From them bringing you, you know, bringing you food or bait or gear out to your kayak from the skiff to, you know, jockey. You know, sometimes when the current is running down the island, they'll drop everybody off and then they'll hopscotch the boat down. So you're just paddling with the current the whole time, and it's great. You'll love it, man. It's such a cool trip.
It's a fun trip. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. By the way, that kayak trip is sold out already. We just announced it last week, and it's sold out in 2 days, I think. But I have a wait list. So if you want to get on the wait list, shoot me a call in the office and or shoot me an email, and we'll put you on the wait list.
Cool.
Because you never know. Yeah. It's six months away.
Things absolutely happen.
Yeah. Great text from Bruce in Lemon Grove, and he wants to know, because Valerie and I were just talking about this yesterday, I would be coming from San Diego. Are there any direct flights from San Diego? So let's talk about that, Valerie, because you and I talked about that last year. Because last year was such a pain. I mean, it really was.
It was COVID.
It was like we were lucky to get there. That's the bottom line.
Totally.
We were lucky to get there and find flights was tough. But this year should be a very different story, right, Valerie?
Yes. So what we were talking about a couple of days ago, Air Canada, San Diego, LAX, San Jose and San Francisco are all Air Canada hub airports. And so we can get direct flights up into Vancouver. They just added their morning flights. Yay. We did not have the early morning flights. So you would leave San Diego at 6:15 and it's about a 3 hour flight up. It gives you enough time to get through customs and go over to the domestic departure where Air Canada is leaving for the flight into San Smith at 1:05 in the afternoon. Travel has changed. I mean, obviously, 9/11 changed our travel. Now COVID has changed our travel. It used to be that 1 hour between flights domestically was fine. I find flying, you need two. And same with international. You need to have a minimum of three to four is good. So all of those airports I just listed, you can go direct. And if we don't have any hiccups, which I foresee that everything's going to go much smoother, then you just have to leave at 6:15 in the morning. And you get to Vancouver, and you have about a 3.5 hour layover, which, in my opinion, is perfect.
Yeah, that's for awesome. Sure. So San Diego, L.A., there's
San Jose,
there's Air Canada flights that go nonstop right into Vancouver.
That's cool.
I mean, you can go on Alaska through Seattle and stop in Seattle and then go to Vancouver, but much better doing direct.
Yeah, totally.
And you'll be able to get
better
connections
and everything.
Yeah.
Valerie, how long is the flight from Vancouver to Sandspit?
One and a half hours gate to gate. And we get to keep our Q400 aircraft, which is the 78-passenger plane. Plenty of storage for fish because this is another thing you didn't get to see when you were up there this last summer, is normally, in a normal year, I check you into the airport in Sandspit. We check you, your fish, if you do have luggage, and your fish boxes from Sandspit, and you pick it up in San Diego. You don't even have to pick it up or move it in Vancouver. It goes all the way through. Even if you're flying Alaska, United, American, and Delta, it doesn't connect if you fly WestJet. But all those other airlines, it will send it clear to your home destination. I mean, I've had people, Denver, Kansas City, all different places, that it will go all the way through. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed they keep those early morning flights on the West Coast. And Denver has the same thing. And Las Vegas, Portland, and Seattle. So everyone can take that first flight in, and you have plenty of time to connect into Vancouver onto Sandspit.
Yeah. Now, okay.
Then coming back.
All right. So as a follow-up.
Then coming back on the return.
Yeah. As a follow-up quick question from Randy in Vista says, how many boxes of fish can you bring home?
Well, Randy, you can bring as many boxes of fish that you catch are fish you catch in your legal limit. So if you catch everything I listed earlier and you have four boxes of fish, Air Canada is going to take those fish. So I book in flex class. That, what that means is this is a benefit about being all-inclusive. Your first box and or checked bag, which you really don't need to bring a checked bag, but if you do, is free. Your second box and or box of fish or box or luggage would be $50, and then anything over two is $100 per box. But it goes all the way through. You don't pay it twice in Vancouver. It goes from Sandspit to San Diego or Sandspit to L.A. or Sandspit to Las Vegas. It just goes all the way through.
Perfect.
Got it.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills. Hills Connors of Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Valerie and Pete and Rick. I have two questions. One is for Valerie, and the other one is for Valerie and probably Pete. But anyways, first one is, can you describe mooching? And then the second one is, did Pete and Harold bring some of the jigs that we use down in Southern California and catch anything on them?
Valerie, go ahead. Mooching.
Okay, mooching. So mooching would be like a single action reel, and you're mooching, just kind of like jigging, and you're, it's kind of a combination of jigging and fly fishing is a good way to put it. And so we have rod holders on the back of the boats, and you can put it on there, and you can actually just kind of move it, just nice and slow, just like if you're jigging for halibut or if you're jigging for bottom fish. And once that fish gets on, next thing you need to do is reel, and you need to reel quickly. So it's a little different than using a downrigger. And the downriggers are great because it's very efficient. And when you get double hookups on, which we do get double hookups with salmon, it's easier to do. Mooching, you have to be really, really careful not to get your lines caught on the other lines of people that have their rods out with the downriggers. But we do have guests that really, they love it and they know how to do it. But it is a technique, and especially with a single action reel.
Yeah. And did I bring some lures up there last year and catch fish on it? Yeah, I brought some Sea Falcon flat fowl style jigs up there and caught rockfish and lingcod on them. And it works. Yeah, not a problem. And they definitely, those style jigs work. And they have jigs on the boat, too, that you can use. But, yeah, you're certainly welcome to bring jig that you
I got to ask, because I know it's one of your favorites. Did you try one of those Corey
the
slugs?
The MC slugs, like? Yes. And that worked, too. I fished the MC slug. The problem I had was I didn't bring any heads. And so then Harold, then when the second trip, we went next door. There was a tackle store next door. We found some heads.
Nice.
So Harold was able to use them.
Okay, got it.
And they worked for him. Yeah.
Cool.
But, oh, yeah, the MC slug.
I like that thing for Bill's.
Oh,
big lings and halibut, man.
One other thing, I just, before we go on the mooching, you can use that mooching reel, which is a single action reel. You can put it on the downrigger, too. You can do either or with it.
Cool.
Okay, great.
Either or. Yeah.
Well, I had a great text.
Thanks a lot for the call, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Great text. This is from Mario in Pasadena. My brothers and I have fished at Queen Charlotte's many times, and we love it. It's the greatest. Valerie, who are your guides now, and can you tell us about their backgrounds and how you choose your guides for Queen Charlotte Safaris?
Is this my Mario group of family, Trobona, same group or not? I'm just curious if that's who you are, Mario, but I'll answer your question. So, guides, I'm picky. I have to be, because it is, I mean, people plan these trips way far in advance. And one of the biggest things I look for is attitude. I have hired guides that have tons of experience and the wrong attitude, and I've hired guides like Guide Nathan. He came to be very green. He was a hunting guide, but he had never done saltwater, but he was an avid angler. So, there's not like a quick solution of who do you hire. It's just a matter I take it person by person, and I get to know them. I actually have George, my operations guy, between he and I, and he wasn't there in 2021, but he will be back for 2022. We just check references. attitude is huge. And, of course, you've got to know a little bit about fishing. But if you have the right attitude, some of my younger guides, they have come along very, very well, and they do very well, and they listen. So it just depends on each person. And they don't have to be a know-it-all, because sometimes that is not always the best guide on the boat. Because we get anglers like the one gal, Kelsey, or Kylie that called in earlier, that she's learning fishing. Well, you really need to have someone that has patience and that will teach. So, because we don't want to chase people just getting into fishing away. We're trying to get more people, younger people, women, couples. We're trying to really grow fishing. We don't want to lose the fishing industry. So I'm really selective of who I hire. And you know, another one really that comes down to it is respect, being flexible, and letting the customer put their ideas in and ask questions so that they learn and they have a great experience. And we get people that have never done it. Some of the trade shows I do down in Southern California, I have people come up and say, I have never caught a salmon. And will you guarantee me that I'll catch a salmon? And I said, I guarantee you will. And I pass that on to the guide. And it all works. And the other thing is if you want to be hands-on, then let the guide know that. We get every walk of life. We get people like Pete who's fished a lot, and then you get people that have never fished. And so we can accommodate all that. And that's the type of guide I hire. And we have a female guide, Corey. She's amazing.
Yeah,
she grew
great.
Up on a
That's
boat.
Cool.
On
yeah, she's
boat.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
great.
For sure.
I mean,
no, all your
amazing.
Guys in the boats are just really, really great. And that was a good
yes.
question. I got another one here, and this is from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. He wants to know about the rain gear, and can he bring his own rain gear, and what we were recommending as far as, he says, like rain gear that he can use here in Southern California, and then also rain gear that would work in British Columbia. And I got to tell you, AFCO would be your source. He says he's got some AFCO gear, the Transformer packable fishing jacket. That's probably a little light for British Columbia because it rains. It rains a lot.
The reason it's so beautiful is because it rains.
But that new Barricade Elite jacket that they came out with, or the Hydronaut jacket, would be ideal for up there. So you want to have something that's really rainproof when you go fishing, because it could be bright and sunny, or it could be raining all day, right?
If Rex's idea was wanting something that was BC worthy, but also an appropriate piece of gear for down here, I would go Barricade. Hydronaut, fantastic for fishing up at Queen Charlotte.
Oh yeah, because it's lined and very warm.
But that would be my fear, is that it might be a little warm for him when he's fishing SoCal the other parts of the year. I like Barricade in that it's very comfortable. Very, very waterproof. I think it's 20K or 30K waterproof.
So it's 30K, yeah.
But maybe not quite so warm. You know, that's awesome.
And that's their latest and greatest.
Awesome.
That is the most advanced rain gear, both bibs as well as jacket.
Right.
The Barricade Elite from AFCO. Check it out, because that would be something you could use in Southern California, and you could use in British Columbia, Alaska, anywhere you want to go, for sure. You could use it. You could use that type of AFCO gear. But you definitely want to have something that's stout.
Now, with that said, is rain gear something we need to bring with us on the trip? Is there gear up there?
We provide all the rain gear. It's Viking rain gear. I get it out of Vancouver, and Viking has everything from contractors and construction gear to rain gear. And, you know, it's not a beauty contest. But it's durable, and it keeps you dry. And even if it's not raining, it's nice just to at least have the bibs on, because when you have fishing action, you got a lot going on.
Keeps it clean.
Yeah, and I think I was like the only one that brought my own, because I like my AFCO gear. But her gear is excellent, and everybody was very happy. We did have some weather while we were there, and that kept everybody dry and warm.
Nice.
So you definitely need to bring your layers, for sure.
All right. Yes. Hey, when we come back,
and boots. And we provide boots.
Oh, you provide boots too. Yeah, awesome. For sure.
You guys do it all.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on a full-day trip on the Liberty. We got more with Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris. When we return, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to pick a winner. So we have somebody identified from the callers, and we'll
somebody
have somebody
identified
from the texters. Both random draws. Now flipping the coin. Okay, it is callers this time. So our winner from the callers, congratulations, Hills from Ventura. You are the big winner of a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Congratulations, Hills. You are going to have a great time.
Nice.
Fishing with Taro and an Eagle.
Nice. And Valerie, oh, wow. Never enough time to talk about such a wonderful place, Queen Charlotte Safaris. And how do we get more information?
You can call my my toll-free number rings right to me here in my office built in. It's 1-877-815-2892. You can go to the website, qcsafaris.com, or you can email me directly at Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at qcsafaris.com as well. And I would like to say a big thank you, Pete. You were so instrumental in the support and my cheerleader helping me get through this 2021. So thank you so much for that. And Rick, I'm super excited for your addition to your family. And that's one of the reasons I didn't want to get anyone ill, and I haven't felt great this week, but I'm on the mend. I'm doing much better. So keep me posted on your little new bundle of joy coming.
You got it.
I love yes, bringing in the new year with something sweet and special is wonderful. And to all those people, wonderful people out there, whether you have fished with Queen Charlotte Safaris or not, or you have, I just want to say from my heart, thank you. I do what I do because all the people that come up to the lodge, and even I have so many people I meet at Fred Hall, Pacific Coast Magazine Show, the Del Mar Show. I'm going on 20 years of trade shows as of this week. And I have met people all over, and they're so dear to my heart. So
speaking of trade shows, you're going to be at the PCS show in February and the Fred Hall show in March, right?
Yes, I am. I am. And so definitely come with me up. And any guests that have fished with us before, you'll get a nice email, and we'll have it on our social media as well. And I am so looking forward to seeing everybody and being live in person. And I just want to say God bless. Thank you. Stay safe and well. We're going to have an amazing 2022. And thank you, Rick, and thank you, Pete, for all your support. And Harold Davis, even though you're not here, oh, my gosh, he is so wonderful. So thank you, Harold, and thank you, crew.
Yeah, and we still have space available in the 2022 season, whether it be our trip in August or any of the trips starting in June, right?
Yes. We have four openings for your trip, which is August 11th to 15th. And then I have other trips. I mean, yes, everybody would like to come up with Pete, but I only have so many boats and so many dates. And Harold, yes, Harold.
And hopefully we can get Rick up there too.
I know, Rick, you would love it.
You
would be hooked. And some of those rockfish, think about it, 35 species of rockfish.
Yeah,
sometimes stuff comes up and they're like, what is that?
Pretty awesome.
Beautiful.
Well, Valerie, thanks a lot for everything.
Awesome.
Again, QCSafaris.com. And Valerie, thanks for joining us for this Pool Tower's fantastic show. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Look forward to being back at the lodge. Next Saturday, Bob Hoos, Dwayne Diego from Costa Sunglasses. That's going to be a great show. It's our new sunglass box. Costa and Bob Hoos himself and Dwayne Diego will be here in the studio. Then next Sunday, legendary captains Ben Griffith and Don Sansom.
Wow,
how about that, huh? That's going to be Fishing Icon Remembrances with those two guys. That's going to be an incredible show next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to JP for doing the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for the website. And we'll see you next week.